escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Tis a good morning indeed. A Tuesday. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. A game week Tuesday. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome in. The Rob Brown Show is on your radio. It's the Fan Upstate. How do you do, Upstate South Carolina? Hello, America. What up, world? Great to be with you. As we are rolling day by day at this point, hour by hour, excruciating second on our way towards Thursday night college football. Really, just to make it feel like it's even closer, I should say late Thursday afternoon college football. And then we got some games on Friday night, and then Saturday rolls around, and we get it going from Columbus, Ohio at noon. Arch V. Julian, Ryan V. Steve, Buckeyes and Horns.
Trying not to be that guy that I was last week about week zero, but your excitement about Thursday, I mean, come on, dude.
I don't know why you you won't just let yourself experience joy.
No, and I feel for you. You know when I will? When football really starts on, although I think there are some decent games on Friday, but for sure on Saturday, when the season really starts, when Clemson's playing, when South Carolina's playing, when Ohio State's playing, when the big names are playing. Well, we got Maxion going on Thursday night. Is that what we got going on?
I don't know why you won't let yourself have a good time. Right, like it doesn't click to me.
All right, all your hype about the game in Ireland last week, and I tuned in, and it's like, okay, maybe this is going to be as good as Rob says it's going, and it was so bad.
Again,
so I'm waiting for maybe it's an elitist take, maybe it's I'm waiting for real college football.
I mean, first off, it absolutely is that. Let's be real clear
I'm waiting for real college football. Not everybody are college football fans like you. I mean, you are an Uber fan, will watch anything, and I don't care what Ohio University is doing. I don't care what North Dakota State is doing. I don't.
You know, it comes down
to who's in the top 25? How are they doing? I care about my teams and the top 25 and how it affects my teams.
See, and this is where our difference comes in. You're a fan of your team playing football. I'm a fan of football.
No, that's right? Not true. I just mentioned all those other teams. I'm gonna watch the good teams. I'm not gonna watch teams that only their parents watch, which is fine. I mean, you know, I played at a lower level of football. No one was watching me. I mean, that's just how that goes. But I'm glad. I hope there are a lot of people like you that are tuned in to that. I'm waiting for real football.
I mean, again, I don't really know how to put it into context.
You're just trying not to be mean to me.
Kind of. That's a huge part of it.
You want to call me names and stuff, but
no, I don't want to call you names.
But I do represent a certain part of the audience who feel the same way.
I'm sure you do, and so do I. That's why it is what it is. I will, after not having college football on my television for 7 months, whatever it's been, after not having football on my TV that long, I will take bad football over no football.
Okay, UFL?
You watch
that league?
Because the UFL starts literally right after the NFL's over. I've got my fill, and on top of that, when the UFL starts, we're like peak of opening baseball, and I still love my baseball. I think with college football, for me, it is a stance of we haven't had anything since, what, January, whatever it was? The date's not on your shirt. Lonzo's wearing his national championship shirt from last year. Yeah, no, I know 2025. What day, Lonzo? What day? January, February? I don't remember. Time's a flat circle. Nothing's real. I will take bad football. Now, when we get to week 7, week 8, there's probably less chance that I'm like, oh, hey, it's Tuesday night and, you know, San Diego State is playing the Ohio Bobcats, since you brought them up. Like, I'm probably less inclined then. But right now, when it has been months and 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 months since the last time we got to get it done, I'm gonna watch Kansas State, Iowa State. And on top of that, as I mentioned, going into Saturday's game, even if it did turn out to be ugly, because again, it's week 1, not everybody's going to have their best stuff just yet. That's part of the appeal of early season football. That's a game that may very well factor into who the Buckeyes play in the first or second round of the college football playoff.
Really?
Yes.
Really?
Somebody.
one of those two teams.
Somebody has to win the Big 12, Lonzo.
You're right.
Somebody's got to win the Big 12.
Hey, that's a good point.
Yeah.
And you said my name for emphasis.
You're right. Yeah. If I say your name at the end of the sentence, it's because I need to make that point. Somebody's got to win the Big 12, and those are two teams that still might be able to do that. Again, timeout. How have we not gotten to Avery Johnson's dad getting in a fight in the parking lot? Did you see who he got in a fight with? Avery Johnson's dad got in a fight in the parking lot of the stadium in Dublin, Ireland.
Yeah, I know.
I was just going to say, this
is very Irish, though.
This is super Irish. Avery Johnson's dad got in a fight in the parking lot of the stadium in Dublin, Ireland after the game with Avery Johnson's brother. Pops and other brother went at it right after that game. That family clearly hates losing. Like, clearly not cool with Avery taking the L out there in the middle of Dublin, Ireland. Or they just absorbed the Irish by proxy, right? Like they absorb the Irish via osmosis.
You think Guinness may have come into play there?
There's no way it didn't. There's no way it didn't. Apparently, after the game, and I still don't know. All we've seen is a statement by the brother that was like, "Yep, we went too far. We learned from our mistakes, you guys." Like the generic Avery called it and was like, "Hey, jackass, I'm going to need you to make a statement about how big of a b-hole you are, please and thank you. I went out there when my team was as highly ranked as we have been since I got here, and we took an upset L, and then I get on the plane to fly home, and what do I find out? But you and dad are rolling around in the parking lot like a couple of absolute morons. I'm going to need you to cut an apology, and not on your own. Here's the script from the team public relations manager. Read it word for word. Do not add. Do not subtract. But I really need to know what the, like, 10 minutes leading up to that fight between Avery Johnson's dad and Avery Johnson's brother were. What is that? Like, what is that? How does that conversation go down? Do you think little bro or big bro? I don't even know if it's little bro or big bro. It doesn't matter. You're not QB of a Division I football team that has aspirations of a conference championship.
In a real fight with your brother?
I mean, I've never gotten in a real fight in my life.
Not just the normal, you know, whatever it is between siblings.
No, I haven't. No, I was going to say I don't think I have. No, I haven't. I have not. The brother and I were both from the same, taught from the same perspective of, hey, man, if you can avoid getting punched in the face, do that. That's good life advice. Don't get punched in the moneymaker. So we never went at it, which makes me, well, now that's not to say we never had a, you know, we never had a couple of pushes back and forth. That's not to say we never had a couple of shouting matches as kids, whatever. But this isn't like a 16 and a 14-year-old kid shoving each other around in the parking lot. This is the quarterback of one of the team's dad versus the brother of the quarterback of the same team, which also makes it a father-son fight in the parking lot. What was the conversation leading up to the first punch getting thrown? Yeah, hey, Dad, maybe if you'd have taught him to read the cover zero better. Yeah, well, maybe if you'd have gone out there in the parking lot and been more of an athlete like your brother.
Apparently, they have released a joint statement.
I'm sure they have.
The brother and the father.
That said what? Our bad guys?
We sincerely apologize for our actions following yesterday's football game in Ireland. Senseless bickering escalated into an unnecessary fight. We have resolved our differences and take full responsibility for our actions. We have apologized to our immediate and extended family and now extend our apologies to Kansas State University, its alumni, and fans. We regret this incident.
I bet you do.
Have learned from it.
I bet you have.
And are committed to ensuring it doesn't happen again.
I bet you are.
Please accept our deepest apologies.
Oh, I do. I do, Father and other brother Johnson. I do. Because the entertainment that you provided me, if only for a couple of days, was absolutely worth what you guys are having to go through right now. Absolutely incredible, man. That's so good. Like, what was the lead up to that moment? What was the lead up to that spot? What was the conversation between Father Johnson and Johnson Jr.? What was that conversation like? Yeah. Hey, Dad, maybe you should have brought Avery to a couple of more practices, huh? Yeah, well, maybe you should have been a better athlete, not Avery. Like, oh, dude, I would pay money. Could you imagine having walked out of that stadium after knocking back, you know, 64 plus ounces of the manna from the heavens that is Guinness, walking out after some fish and chips in Dublin, Ireland, making your way back to the pub, and you see dude who looks shockingly and remarkably like the other dude in the fight, fighting each other in the parking lot, and then just finding out not only is this a father-son fight, because as somebody with Irish blood coursing through these warrior veins of mine, while I never got into it with my old man, and in fairness, my old man was bigger than me. He'd have whooped my ass till the day he died. My old man was going through chemotherapy and radiation and still would have whooped my ass if I went after him like that. But I never got into it with my old man. However, I know for a fact that I've got at least one cousin who got into it with my uncle, his old man. I know that that's happened once. And just to make it a little more Irish family from Southeast Louisiana, it was at a family reunion. Because of course it was. So, like, I get it. I've seen it. I would pay all of the dollars. I would pay all of the dollars to just know what the Irishman walking out of that stadium, seeing two Americans just going at it in the parking lot, and then finding out that's Dad and Junior. What are they over here? What was that conversation like? And I would pay just as much money to be seated on the airplane flight back to Kansas next to Avery Johnson when they got on the plane and the pilot goes, boom.
You may now resumption usage of your digital devices.
And Avery pops on Twitter to find out as he's trying to get his life together and get back to Kansas, licking his wounds and figuring out, all right, now we're in the back seat for a Big 12 title hunt. How do I get the boys ready to go for week one next week? Oh, I'm trending. Man, I didn't think that many people cared. Oh, I'm not trending. Apparently, why are my dad and brother trending? Oh, my God, Dad. What are we doing, brother not named Avery? What is happening here, guys? What are you doing? I would have paid to hear what the conversation was leading up to the parking lot scrap between dad and brother. And I would have paid to be the teammate sitting in the seat next to Avery Johnson when he popped on social media for the first time after taking a nasty L on the road or on the air, on the ocean, whatever you call a road game on the other side of the Atlantic. To be sitting next to him when he popped on Twitter for the first time to find out that dad and brother had him trending, not because of his performance in a week zero top 25 matchup, but because they beat each other's ass in the parking lot after the game was over. Incredible, man.
If you're a teammate, how do you rib Avery Johnson over this?
I honestly...
Or is it so embarrassing you just don't say anything?
I don't think I can, honestly. Like, what do you say to that guy in that spot, right? Hey, man, sorry that your dad and your brother kicked each other's ass in a parking lot right after you took the biggest L of your career. That sucks, dude.
Maybe if you had more fight in you like the rest of your family does, we would have won that game.
Hey, man, your dad's just trying to set the example out here. He wants to win so bad, he'll knock his own other son's teeth out. That's how bad he wants that dub. All right, we're going to not talk about that the whole show. I absolutely could. But we got a lot we got to get to on the radio program today. Ladies and gentlemen, we continue our look ahead to week one of the college football season. Big news out of Columbia, South Carolina yesterday for the Gamecocks. You will have an RB1 coming up Sunday when you take on the Hokies of Virginia Tech. We'll get to that. Let you know that coming up on Friday, we will go behind enemy lines as Adam Epstein is a host on 106.1 The Fan in Charlottesville, Virginia. He's going to join us on Friday to talk a little bit about this Virginia Tech-South Carolina game. So we'll start getting into the X's and O's of that matchup. Coming up today on the show at 8:40 a.m., Jason Donnelly is the athletic director over at Furman. Yesterday, I went over for the unveiling of all of the new and improved Timmins Arena. And we're going to have Jason Donnelly on to talk about how they got there, the upgrades they put in, and more. Plus, a lot of college football. It's going to get wild. Don't go nowhere. Let's have a good time. He's Lonzo. I'm Rob. Thanks for being here. Let's get it. The Rob Brown Show is live on your radio. It's The Fan Upstate.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real life moments. Maurice's.
Jersey Joe said the Johnsons were just family bonding. You know, Lonzo, you got a loves to fight guy in your family or in your group, in your circle?
Rob, my entire family is
loves to fight guy?
Yes.
I've got loves to fight guy in my family. Well, not in my family. I got loves to fight guy in my like tight-knit circle of friends, right? Like he's in our tight-knit circle of friends. He's also not invited out with us a lot of the time. Like he's a genuinely good dude, but there's a line of beverage. Like there's a line of beverage that when he crosses that line of beverage, he goes from, it's wild. Rob Brown is a dude who, after mild imbibery, Rob Brown likes everybody. Like I love everybody. I am a lovey-dovey dude. I am a dude who gets straight, and I don't even care, emotional. You give me a couple of Jack and diets, oh man, I love everyone and everything, and I am compelled to let them know it. 100%. I've got a buddy.
You also get louder.
Remind me to tell you about a conversation that happened yesterday at the Furman thing that comes into play. So we've got a dude in our friend group that you give him a couple of Jack and diets or whatever he's drinking that night, and he, like, it's a bell curve for him. It's like, love you, love you, love you, love you. Punching you in the face, man. And I don't know. Like, to him, it's totally rationalized. He's like, hey, that guy insulted me, and I need to make sure he knows that's not okay. I'm like, dude, stop. You got to stop. We can't invite you out anymore. I'll invite you over to the house to watch football because I know you're not going to hit me. but I'm not going to let you get into a fight with your own son in a parking lot at a football game, man. What are we doing here? Jersey Joe said they're family bonding. That's wild. All right. We've got a big story coming out of Columbia, South Carolina yesterday. It took, dating back to January, when Rachel Faison signed with the Gamecocks out of the transfer portal. He was second team All-Mountain West last year out of Utah State and would have been first team All-Mountain West, except for a cat by the name of Ashton Jonte existed at Boise State last year. Faison last year, fifth, number five running back in the transfer portal top 100 rankings, will be a seventh-year senior this fall after the NCAA did grant his eligibility waiver yesterday. 1,109 yards, 8 touchdowns at Utah State last season, was expected to head to the National Football League in the draft this year and likely would have been a third-day pick had he done so. But after Diego Pavia filed a lawsuit saying that his junior college experience should not count against his NCAA eligibility, Faison said, "Yo, that's me too, homie. That's me too. I'd like to come back as well." And the waiver got approved yesterday for Faison to join the Gamecocks. Now, in fairness, he did get a waiver approval a few weeks ago, allowing him to practice. But as Lulu Kessin, who joins us and will again this and every Thursday at 8 a.m., pointed out, the initial waiver was you can practice while we decide if you're going to be allowed to play. Shane Beamer was losing his mind at SEC Media Days about the fact that that waiver had still not been approved. Well, here we are, a month and some change later, and the waiver got approved 5 days, well, 6 days, because they play on Sunday. 6 days before South Carolina travels over to Atlanta, Georgia, to take on the Virginia Tech fighting turkey hokey things. We'll see. I think the good news here is that you got the guy that Shane Beamer wanted to be RB1. And we knew that it was going to be a major part of the offense. I do not think that many people who looked at this Gamecock offense last year, and I'm not saying none of you do, relax, some of y'all take comments like this personally, you should not. But I don't think many people recognize just how important Rocket Sanders was to that offense last year. And more importantly, I don't think people really recognize how important Rocket Sanders was to Lenoris Sellers last year. As both a, you better keep an eye on this guy, because if you attack QB1 and Rocket ends up getting the ball and you're not playing him as a legit running back, he's going to kill you. He's going to blow you up. So to bring in a guy who was second in his conference last year in All-American voting, All-Conference voting, only to a top 10 NFL draft pick in Ashton Jonte, to bring that guy in and to bring in a seventh-year senior and to bring in a guy who's got that experience and that level of productivity last year is a big deal. So I'm going to ask the question later on in the radio broadcast for both Lenoris Sellers and Cade Klubnik. What will their teams need to accomplish for either one of them to be able to claim the Heisman Trophy at the end of the year? Now, I have made it known over the years that unfortunately, I wish it was different. Unfortunately, the Heisman Trophy doesn't necessarily carry the weight that it should, right? We've had this conversation at length that the Heisman Trophy in 2025 feels more like a popularity contest and a beauty pageant than it feels like an award that genuinely goes to the best player in college football at the end of the year. Here's what I will say. It's still very important. And it is very important for a few reasons. It is very important, first and foremost, as a recruiting tool for the future, right? If you have the opportunity to talk to a five-star quarterback down the line, you've got an opportunity to try to recruit another Lenora Sellers down the line. And you're like that quarterback or running back or wide receiver or whoever. And I think it's probably even more valuable. Like, how much would it benefit Ohio State if their wide receiver, Jeremiah Smith, how much would it benefit Ohio State if you sent a Heisman Trophy winner at wide receiver? How huge would it be for a team if, how big would it be for Notre Dame if Jeremiah Love, the running back, wins the Heisman? Because if you find yourself in the mix for a five-star, top-of-the-line, that guy's position in the next couple of years, the recruiting tool of saying, hey, man, we have a non-quarterback, or we have a quarterback who won the Heisman. We can get you a Heisman. We've already done it. That's massive. It also comes along with, obviously, especially if that guy is coming back for another year, which obviously will not be the case for Klubnik and Sellers. But if that guy's coming back for another year, that's even bigger. Because if a guy's coming back to try to hunt another Heisman, to try to be the first guy since Achi to get a pair of Heismans, you know next year you're going to get a ton of media attention. And media attention is worth its weight in gold in 2025. Getting a Heisman Trophy is enormous. So, if Clemson wants to get one for Cade Klubnik, if South Carolina wants to get one for Lenora Sellers, what will those teams need to accomplish? We're going to talk about that coming up a little bit later on in the show. At 8:40 a.m., Jason Donnelly, athletic director at Furman, going to join us on the phone line. We'll talk about the new and improved Timmons Arena that was unveiled to the public yesterday for the first time. I got the opportunity to go over there and get the behind-the-scenes tour. I've also got a ton of pictures that I took. I'll be putting those up on the stream later on the show. So if you're a Paladin fan and you did not get a chance to make it over there, you'll want to be here at 8:40 when we go through that. We'll talk a little NFL. It is cut day. Roster's got to get to 53 today. What's that mean for the Panthers? All that and more coming up on the Rob Brown Show in the Fan Upstate.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurices.
The Rob Brown Show, back on your radio. It is the Fan Upstate. Rob Brown, the great one, Lonzo, and you. So, what do we expect now that South Carolina does indeed have RB1 in the fold? That is now confirmed. That eligibility waiver has been granted. Faison is now in the mix.
How old is this guy now? Is he like 25?
He's got to be, right? He's a seventh-year senior, so that's the age that makes sense. That
concerns me. The other concern is waiting all this time. I hope he's worth it.
I mean, look, you're talking about a guy who last year rushed for over 1,100 yards. He had 8 touchdowns, and it was for a team that was more known for throwing the football.
And what team was that again?
That would be the Utah State, whatever they are.
Where do they play again?
Utah.
Okay. Now, well, I know the state, but I mean, I'm talking about the conference.
That would be the Mountain West Conference.
Ah, okay. Yep. So has he? Well, he hasn't faced SEC defenses yet, and I hope he's worth the wait. That's all I'm saying.
Look, here's what you know. What you know is that maybe or maybe not, Attaway's going to be a dude. Like, maybe or maybe not, Attaway's going to be a dude. You don't know yet. And you can't know. You also don't know and can't know that this guy is going to be a dude. What I do know is that you got to have a running back. Like, unfortunately, it's not an option. You got to have a running back.
I hope he's amazing. I hope it doesn't matter who he's going against, that he runs just as well. But, I mean, there's such a story behind this that you worry all this story and then nothing.
Yeah,
it's a negative attitude. I get it, but
not from you.
I mean, we have seen people hyped before to this degree, and there's also, why did he want to stay in college?
Because he could. Because Diego Pavia opened the door for him.
I mean, I get all that. I do, but it makes it look like he doesn't think he can make it in the NFL, so he wants to squeeze one more year out. By the way, I understand that if he plays as well as he did last year in the SEC, it ups his chances of getting drafted. I do get that, but his age would definitely come into play because he'd be 26 going into the NFL as a running back.
I mean, it didn't stop Tyler Shuck from getting drafted.
Not a running back.
I don't know. Here's what I do know. What I do know is you were hurting for a running back. And what I do know is, sometimes you got to take what's in front of you. Sometimes you just got to get what you can get, and sometimes you've got to be able to work with what you can work with. So I am intrigued by what he brings to the table. I do wonder if all of the accolades bestowed upon him by Shane Beamer are just hyping up his boy, or if he really is a dog. I've seen some of the footage from him at Utah State. Guy looks like a very good runner. But I also think it is more than fair of Lonzo to say, you ain't done it in the SEC. You ain't done it against the big dogs yet. And we've got to see what he's capable of. I'm watching some of the, as a matter of fact, I'm watching some of the Utah State highlights. And I will tell you, like, the guy's got a burst, without a doubt. He's got acceleration. He can get to the edge and cut it up the field very rapidly. He's not necessarily the guy that has a ton of size, but he's got very good vision. He's got a very quick shift in direction. I'm watching a couple of highlights now from a couple of games last year for Utah State. The guy sees holes very well. He gets to the hole very well. He's got good open field maneuverability. Like, if you can get him, and this is something that South Carolina, I thought last year, did exceptionally well with Rocket Sanders. And I would also point out that it is made easier to do this when you have a quarterback who is also a threat. If you get this dude one-on-one in the last level of the defense, if you get this dude locked one-on-one with a strong safety, with a free safety in the open field, he's going to make them miss. I am watching effectively a compilation of highlights last year. I'm watching him play San Jose State right now. And there are a number of clips where it's an edge or an end-around run. They get him locked up 1v1 on the safety. Good blocking scheme to spring him to the second level. And there is, and again, it's a highlight reel, so like you're only going to see the best outcomes here. But I've watched probably 6 or 7 straight plays where he gets low to the ground. He gets 1v1 versus a free safety or a deep safety. He's got a very good ability to not tell you which way the cut's going to go, right? Like a lot of running backs, they are going to telegraph their last cut very early. The weight's going to start shifting to one side. The ball's going to intentionally move to whatever arm is going to be the outside arm. I'm watching this guy consistently get to the second level, get one-on-one, and then just bang goes left, bang goes right. Like, it's impressive. So the point that I'm making here is that it is probably less important that, oh, this dude needs to be the guy for South Carolina. I mean, you've got to be able to run the ball, right? It's a Southeastern Conference. You have to be able to run the ball. I think it is more important that Faison is able to be the threat that opens up the field for Lenora Sellers. In fact, I'm watching another play right now. I think this is against Utah from last year. I may even pull up, and we may do some film study on this a little bit later on in the show. I'm watching a play right now that is a delayed draw handoff between him and the quarterback. They go with a 5 O-lineman set, so they're going 4 wide, twins right, twins left, running back lined up off the back right of the quarterback, right guard, right tackle, pull to the left, quarterback puts it into the gut of Faison and looks at the defensive end coming off the offensive's right, the left side defensive end. And you can tell the threat that Faison is because in that spot, ordinarily, a defensive end in that spot has the job of sit down, find the football, and go after the nearest back that can hurt you. In this case, it would be a decision because Faison does something that a lot of running backs, I don't think, really understand what to do coming out of what is effectively an option in that spot, which is to get the ball in the gut, to have it in the hands, but not just grab it and take off running, but to allow the quarterback the time to make the decision. And because of that, the defensive end, the edge rusher off the left-hand side, instead of attacking the running back, he sits down, right? He waits. Because the one thing a defensive end in that option scenario cannot do is attack in a way that the quarterback can pull the ball, get the defensive end's shoulders square to the sideline, right? Because if he's coming off of the edge, unblocked, left guard, left tackle, pull around to the other side. If he comes off the edge, and what you're going to do as a defensive end is you are going to put your hip into the butt of the pulling tackle, and you're going to go with him down the line, but you want your shoulder pads squared up to the end zone because you cannot allow the quarterback to get across your face. So, because face-on is so good in this spot at holding on to the ball, at waiting for the quarterback to make a decision, the defensive end ultimately gets up the field, turns his shoulders to the opposite sideline, and the quarterback says, all right, we've got numbers on the left-hand side. The defensive end is squared to the opposite side. If this was Lenora Sellers at quarterback, I tell Sellers, you pull that ball and you take it on your own. The second that you see the defensive end square the shoulder blades to the far sideline, you've got him. The Utah State quarterback, I'm going to work under the assumption, probably not as talented, as quick as Lenora Sellers. So he gives it to Faison, and what Faison recognizes in that spot is, we've got the numbers, the pulling guard and tackle have kicked out the defensive end, we've got one-on-one versus the defensive tackle out there, and the block in the holder there, he ends up popping it for he's still running. I was going to say a good game, but it ends up being like a 35-yard gain off of effectively an option that probably does not work if you have a running back who is overly aggressive and outruns the option handoff from the quarterback. Faison now clearly shows that he has the knowledge, the ability to say, all right, I'm not taking off with it until the quarterback releases the ball and I know that it is mine. But B, that sets up the quarterback to be able to make a play. And I'll tell you right now, I would not be shocked to see between Faison and Sellers to see that delayed quarterback option be a regular part of the game plan. Because if I can utilize Faison as just looking at a couple of plays because this was run with some level of regularity by Utah State. In fact, the very next play on the highlight reel is the exact same play. This time, they don't pull the guard tackle. They just hand it to Faison. The quarterback looks at the opposite side defensive end. The defensive end gets up the field. He stays square with the goal line out the sideline. So it's a quick handoff to Faison, who looks, recognizes the hole, cuts to the right side, bursts outside, picks up 20-so yards on the option play. To have that level of not just experience, but vision, to have that level of knowledge of what a quarterback needs to make the decision on the option to either release it into the gut of the running back or to pull it and to get into a foot race with the edge rusher to the sideline, which Lenora Sellers is going to win way more than he loses, I think this opens up a world of opportunity. And when you are looking at Virginia Tech, a team that is not going to have edge rushers that are quite as talented as some of the other teams like LSU that South Carolina is going to see later on in the season, real good opportunity. Real good opportunity to work on that, to get Shula's offense involved in what is going to be probably the most college application of the run game that you will see in what is going to be a very pro-style Mike Shula offense. Highlights on YouTube. I'll do some film study of this later on in the day. But I will tell you, just in the handful of minutes that I watched last night after we got the news and the handful of minutes I've watched so far this morning of some different clips, I'm interested. Again, I'm not saying it's going to look the same if it's Ole Miss lined up across from you. But I'm saying it looked damn good against USC last year. All right. Coming up in the next hour, water cooler cheat sheet. We'll talk a lot of college football. What do the Clemson Tigers and South Carolina Gamecocks need to do if Kate Klubnik or Lenora Sellers are going to win the Heisman Trophy? We'll get into that and a whole lot more. All of that comes after an absolute five-star sports flash from the great one.
The Atlanta Braves lost to Miami last night 2-1. Spencer Strider's record dropped to 5-12 after giving up just three hits and one run across seven innings. Atlanta had just three hits on the night, their only run coming from a Drake Baldwin home run, the rookie's 14th of the year in the ninth inning. The Bengals and edge rusher Trey Hendrickson have ended their negotiations. Hendrickson has agreed to a $14 million raise from the team, boosting his salary this year to $30 million, plus $1 million bonus if he plays 60% of the team's plays and the Bengals make the playoffs. Amari Cooper has reunited with the Raiders while terms of the deal weren't released. 31-year-old wide receiver returns to the team that drafted him fourth overall in 2015, where he played 52 games, catching 225 balls for 3,183 yards and 19 touchdowns before being traded to Dallas in 2018.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair, and the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.